from the industry. The Devils, Yaga, Dark Ocean.
Ken Russell's controversial The Devils 1972 is getting a 4K restoration from Warner Bros.
Clockwork.
This version of the film will premiere in the Classics section at the 2026 Cannes Film Festival. HBO Max Europe buys Canadian drama Yaga, starring heated rivalry star Hudson Williams. Foxtel in Australia and Sky in New Zealand have also acquired the Crave series. Fandango sales formerly Voodoo buys international rights to the Cannes Classics documentary Vittorio De Sica Staging Life. The documentary follows Italian icon Vittorio De Sica's life, work, and legacy as a leading figure of Italy's neorealism movement. Rocket Science Int sales, Better Man buys worldwide sales rights to Dark Ocean, the debut feature of Icelandic TV maker Glassrever. The film follows a young deckhand on his first voyage, as his team battles the powerful forces of nature. Epicenter Films acquires French rights to Mexican drama 6 months in a pink-blue building. The film follows a Mexican protagonist reminiscing about his childhood memory of his father getting HIV. It is playing at Cannes Critics Week. Vortex buys international rights to Taiwanese thriller The Evil Inside, starring Joan Chen, The Last Emperor. The film follows a disgraced former Taiwanese star as she must gamble with the lives of the terminally ill to escape a sinister facility and return to the daughter she abandoned. Film Factory acquires world sales rights to director Albert Pinto's Dyer, Netflix's money heist new high-voltage thriller Lions in Winter. The film follows a grieving father who returns to a life of violence to avenge his daughter's murder. Bolivia's iconic salt flat, Salar de Uyuni, is hosting a new film festival. Famous for its world's largest mirror effect, the inaugural Salar International Film Festival Salar FF will start on May 28, 2026. Malcolm D. Lee Dyer, the best man, and his blackmailed productions team up with Tribeca Studios to launch Love and Laughs, a new initiative for emerging new filmmakers.